listening to CITR 101.9 FM radio. This is Gobstopper with Ines on this beautiful spring evening back at UBC. We are broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and otherwise stolen lands of the Hunkamanim-speaking Musqueam peoples. And it is really quite peaceful over here, but the music I'm listening to these days is not very peaceful. But, you know, it can be its own kind of peace to listen to noise and electronic madness, basically. But I think I've got a few more relaxing tracks, maybe towards the end, from some very interesting artists. But we shall get to that later. Up first is this track called Andaya from Lil Baby Forever, who you may have heard live at Redgate. They just played their show on April 27th, and that was a great show if you were there. I couldn't make it as I was in New York City, but I heard great things. So up first is Andaya by Lil Baby Forever.
Yeah. expectations. I'm learning to be patient with my heart and with the ones I love the most. Feel, gotta feel my feelings instead of self-destructing to restore.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your show host, Ines, and what you just heard in order was, as I said, Andaya by Lil Baby Forever. Up next after that was ILY IMY2, the Tough Cell remix. Tough Cell also played Red Gate with Lil Baby Forever on the 27th. And I really like that song. It's super bright and it's just got nice emotions in it. And obviously all local artists, Sad China makes music out of the local area. And then that was Massachusetts Cowgirl by Otto. But I don't think Otto is making music under that name anymore. And then I have a few other songs up next. This is History Tension by the Koreatown Oddity. And I've played some Koreatown Oddity on this show before, but you can't get enough of Koreatown Oddity. Obviously, kind of in the name, very, very interesting and more inspired kind of sounds and lyrics going on in the hip-hop genre. And so I'll play History Tension, and then I've got some noise music. So if you like noise, stay tuned.
Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2. The tension of history's attacking me. The tension of history's attacking me. The tension of history's attacking me. Riddle, yeah, I'm black, but how blackly I have to be. I don't get to live passively. Just turmoil that's passed to me. Like back and forth, we passed the tree. But now I gotta twist my own gasoline. The tension of history's attacking me. The tension of history's attacking me. The tension of history's attacking me. Reason why I don't like no police in back of me, or on the side of me, or wherever I decide to be. Side I and me, like why? Let me see your ID. On the back streets, gotta be so low key. The tension of history's attacking me. The tension of history's attacking me. The tension of history's attacking me. Honky sport day apathy. We get stronger through tragedy. Although it's done magically, it still saddens me. The tension of history's inevitable.
Yeah. clinically insane. I am the next Virgin Mary. I am never gonna die.
What the hell?
We will.
This stuff off now.
Fuck her in the backseat. Her old man is an NSYNC fan freak.
didn't have a father looking for a daddy.
To be a white girl, yeah, she got a fatty. Triple beam, eternal rock star bleeding from the spleen. Life isn't never what it really seems. Once you wake up, it's just a dream. Beam, eternal rock star bleeding from the spleen. Life isn't never what it really seems. Once you wake up, it's just a dream.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Gobstopper with Ines, and you just heard a selection of music in order that was Combat Shock by Soft Issues, Night of the Living Mid-Tempo EDM Bro by Concern, which I think is Jane Remover's next project, or the Daria Core project, if you're familiar with that. And then Picket Fence by Cowgirl Clue. And then, if you didn't know, Snow Strippers is a great duo that played Redgate last year. I think it was last July, or was it June 1st? I think it was June 1st last year or July 1st last year. They played Redgate, and they're the best. I love Snow Strippers, but they actually got the Lil Uzi Vert feature on their latest mixtape, April Mixtape 3. So that happened, and that was what you heard. It's a Dream featuring Lil Uzi Vert and Snow Strippers. Which is quite crazy. And then I shall play a couple things for you, and then we will change the sort of energy in the studio.
Come celebrate CITR's 85th anniversary with a night full of DJ sets and drag performances by amazing local talent. DJ sets by Sub Diddy, Gnocchi Gnocchi, Night Jogger, and drag performances by Bangkok, Count Cupid, and so much more, happening on May 12th at the Redgate Art Society. Tickets are $15 pre-sale in CITR's Instagram bio link, or $20 at the door. And trust me, this is an event you won't want to miss out on. Come on, let's go for a drive. All my life, I've been waiting for a good time, a good time. Let me ride, let me ride. My life, I've been waiting for a good time, a good time. So let me ride, let me ride. The 22nd edition of DOXA Documentary Film Festival returns May 4th to 14th, 2023. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. CITR and Discorder Magazine are a proud partner of Ma Saigon, a feature-length documentary by Montreal-based filmmaker Kwa Le that constructs a dynamic ode to Saigon's queer and trans communities through a series of intimate character portraits. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Again, I thought I would just come back in to say that that was Hillsboro, which is a great band out from Victoria on the island, and they had played a show recently at 648 Kingsway. So they're great. Hope they come back again and do more little circuits. But great, great local band. And I'm going to play a bit more of an emo vibe. That's right. We got some Canadian emo and Indigenous emo, actually, from a great band called Status Non-Status, as well as a few other of their partners known as On Big Z and Zune. But I'll explain more on Status Non-Status, but they are an Anishinaabe group led by Adam Sturgeon. But we shall... we shall delve deep into a few of these Canadian emo tracks. I feel like everyone's doing an emo night these days. I don't know. I feel like as it got warmer, that coincided with all the emo nights, which I don't know if makes much sense, but maybe it does, and maybe I just can't see the connection yet. But there were emo nights at, what was it, Hollywood Theater, and there's one coming up at Fortune Sound Club, and then there was a really interesting one from Normiecore at the Cobalt last Saturday. So yeah, without further ado, up first is a band from bygone days. It's Boys Night Out. Now, I love the name Boys Night Out. I just think... it's one of the greatest emo band names I've ever heard. And so this is Composing by Boys Night Out. listening to CITR 101.9 FM with Ines. What you just heard was, as I said, composing by Boys Night Out from Ontario. And it really is, it's the emo renaissance. And then we've got Spirit in Me by Ombigzy, Status Non-Status, and Zune, which are all sort of different people operating with different groups and different names. But it is the project led by Anishinaabe Canadian singer-songwriter Adam Sturgeon. And it was actually longlisted for the 2020 Polaris Music Prize. So quite, you know, not too bad. They're doing pretty well. And they had a very popular video on CBC Music where they played a set, and that's great. I really recommend you check that out. And they have quite a variety of music too. It's not just, you know, emo renaissance. But yeah, it's really great to hear some new music from Status Non-Status. And up next, we shall get into some woman-fronted punk bands, which is always a classic, can't go wrong, and the backbone of everything. But I shall play some other things first.
I feel like I'm gonna dream tonight. Big bad ones, you know? The kind you like.
There is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out. Every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
On May 27th, Vancouver's Plasteroid returns to the H.R. McMillan Space Center with a second installment of their successful planetarium show, featuring live, chilled out, ambient music set to a journey through our solar system. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see one of Vancouver's most cosmic bands performing live amongst the stars. The band is offering two seatings for this immersive event at 7 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. Both shows are all ages and seating is limited, so please visit eventbrite.ca and search for An Evening with Plasteroid to reserve your tickets now.
Yeah. just like me. You've been down too long, you come up to grief. Kiss me with my spell in your teeth.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard in order was Beg for the Torture by Destroy Boys, their latest single, and then Bound by Pretty Sick, which is the passion project of Sab from Manhattan. And they've released quite a lot of music, but then they say this is their debut album, which is interesting, but it is more produced and more refined, so I will say it is a pretty good debut album, and that's from Dirty Hit, which is a pretty popular label nowadays. And then the last song was Delia Smith by The Sprints, and that is up for today. And that was Gobstopper with an S. And up next is